I learned that the Ring doorbell company ran an ad during the recent Super Bowl, which, of course, I did not watch because, you know, what's the point? But Ring ran an ad that said that if you install this surveillance doorbell, that it's going to help you find lost pets. And so they depicted lost dogs and cats that were found because some other neighbor's Ring doorbell video managed to capture, and then they were able to identify the dog and return it to its owner. Oh, such a heartwarming story. But of course, you'd have to be an idiot to think that that's what this is all about. Yes, it's a surveillance grid, but it's not about finding pets. It's about tracking you. It's a human surveillance grid. And what's amazing about Ring is that people are willing to pay for their own imprisonment and surveillance. The people are willing to buy a product that violates their own privacy, and they install it themselves. I mean, gosh, the CIA must be laughing their heads off right now, thinking, oh my God, we managed to convince the American people to spy on each other, and they pay for the hardware. Oh my God, it's so hilarious. That's exactly what Ring is. And of course, I've warned people for many, many years, don't put an Amazon Alexa device in your house. Why? Because it's obviously listening to you 24/7 and uploading all the audio to Amazon servers. And the CIA is Amazon's largest client for its AWS, you know, hosting system. So you're basically just uploading all your talk directly to the CIA. Huh? And then, the typical American responding to this, like, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they listen to everything I'm saying. I don't have anything to hide. No, that's not the right answer. The answer is you're not important enough to be blackmailed yet. So everybody has something private that they don't want to make public, whether it's just something they say in the privacy of their own home or a joke they told at home that they would never tell publicly, or even just acts like sitting naked on the toilet, you know? You don't want that all over the internet, probably. Just guessing. Unless you work for OnlyFans or something. Maybe you could get paid for that, but I doubt it. So you have these just brain-dead Americans who are willing to give up their privacy and even pay for the surveillance grid, and they don't think there's anything wrong with that. But there are some now, more and more, waking up and saying, wait a second, you know, they saw the Super Bowl ad and, you know, at their 85 IQ, a couple of brain nodes started to fire off, like, oh my God, they could spy on us too. It's like, yes. What took you so long? So the Ring commercial is having the opposite effect. It's actually causing more people to pledge that they will never buy Ring cameras or Ring doorbells or whatever they are, because they don't want to install a surveillance grid. Yeah, good for them. Again, what took you so long? So if you have a smart TV, it's watching you, classic Orwellian, and it's got an internet connection. Why? Because it's watching you. It's got a camera on the front. Why? Because it's watching you. Duh. You know, Amazon Alexa, it's listening to you. The Nest devices that are the temperature control, you know, thermostat, they have microphones in them, by the way. That's already been proven. So they're listening also, and they're connected to the internet, so they're uploading all your audio. All this is collected and used as blackmail against everybody. Just in case you ever become a member of Congress, or just in case you ever become a Supreme Court justice or a senator or a governor or a corporate leader or whatever, they can open up all your files and go all the way back through everything you ever said. They can have AI analysis, like, is there anything that's blackmailable? And find a bunch of stuff that you said, and then approach you and say, oh, look, hey, we have all these recordings of stuff you said for the last 20 years because you were dumb enough to install surveillance items in your own home. Yeah, we have all those files. And now you're going to do what we say, or we're going to start leaking these, you know, to TMZ or whoever. And your whole reputation is going to be destroyed. You're going to lose your wife. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your reputation, etc. That's how it actually works. So when you run around installing a surveillance grid product in your home, you are feeding the beast that is the blackmail beast. You could call it like Epstein Light. They're not catching you, you know, raping little kids. Hopefully you don't do that in your home. But they are catching you saying things and doing things and looking in certain ways that, if leaked, could destroy you. So it's all a blackmail grid. And by the way, almost all the major VPN companies are owned by Zionists. They're owned by, you know, essentially Mossad. And they're just honeypot traps. They're not really VPNs. I mean, yeah, they do hide your IP, but they are there to hoover up everything that you're doing online. They've got your name. They've got it tied to your credit card. They know all the porn sites that you visited. They know all the quirky little porn search terms that you typed in if you do that kind of thing. Like, I don't know, what are some of the, like, midget granny porn or whatever, you know? that's almost too funny, but whatever. They've got it all. They know exactly what you're doing, and it goes back to Mossad. And so, again, that's Epstein Light. You got to understand, the way that Zionists operate, the way Mossad works, is always about blackmail. If they can trap you, if you're a high-level person and they can trap you into some kind of, you know, rape videos or something, well, they'll use that on you. If you're a lower-level person and they find something embarrassing in your browser or in your search history, or, you know, because you thought you were secretly using a VPN when you were searching for midget granny porn, and then it turns out that, oh, that's all owned by Mossad, so they got all that, they're going to use that against you. They're going to compromise you. If they can't compromise you, they're going to compromise one of your family members, because your family member, their browsing history has also been hoovered up by the same group. So they'll say, oh, look, you know, your wife, your son, your niece, your sister, your whatever, your daughter, look, we got all their stuff, and oh, look what they're doing. Oh, illegal drug use? Wouldn't want that to come out, so you're going to do what we say. That's how it works. So if you're using Ring doorbells or Amazon Alexa or smart TVs, or, you know, that are connected to the internet, I mean, it's okay to buy a smart TV as long as it doesn't have an internet connection. Don't give it your Wi-Fi, for God's sake. That's just retarded. But people do this all the time. They install surveillance grids in their own home, and then they wonder why their privacy is violated. It's insane. So, just say no to the surveillance grid, say no to all that technology, and be smart about this. Be smart, be informed. If you want to stay informed, you know, listen to my podcast here, naturalnews.com, and I'm also launching a new video site called brightvideos.com, which should be functional, so check it out.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder, only at healthrangerstore.com.